Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Blessed Sacrament Church is having their parish holiday bazaar. This has been going on for a long time now. They have it at the Knights of Columbus Hall, big spacious room out there, 700 South 36th Street. Anna Marie Bentley has been involved in this for decades, probably, and she's still here doing it, and it's because she loves her church, and she also loves to see the joy on people's faces when they find that unique gift that you can only get at the church bazaar. So this Saturday, December 2nd, doors open at 8. They'll close at 2 or whenever they're sold out, and they've got breakfast to be served and lunch to be served and all kinds of homemade goodies to be purchased. And tell us a little bit.
Okay.
About what's going on at the bazaar.
Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Thank you for allowing me to be here. This bazaar started in 2005. It was my husband and I who enjoyed getting this put together. Our breakfast is going to be biscuits and sausage gravy, and we'll have freshly baked cinnamon rolls. Then at lunchtime, we will have our vegetable and chili soup again, plus made rights, etc.
Full day, full day. You can have breakfast, take a break from shopping, go shopping, have lunch. There's always something to eat. And then you can take home all the baked goods, because the ladies and gentlemen of Blessed Sacrament Parish bring in rolls and jams and jellies. I mean, not your usual stuff. I mean, you'll have cookies and cakes, but there's some really unusual things that people make, aren't there?
Absolutely. We have the best cooks in the city, I do believe.
I think you're right. I may not be a non-biased person, but I think you're very right. And so there'll be like noodles and just stuff like that, that then you can just cook up, you know, when your family's ready for their noodles. Just all kinds of stuff.
Right.
And, of course, a lot of this stuff, if it's frozen, it's baked fresh within the probably 48 hours of it being put out. If it's frozen, you can serve it on Christmas Day. So
absolutely.
That
absolutely
is wonderful one thing. And, you know, a lot of times people do give gifts of food for Christmas because, after all, a lot of us have a knick-knack or two, and we don't really need a knick-knack or two. However, if you need a knick-knack or two, the bazaar's got a lot of knick-knacks or two, right?
We certainly do. And one of our gals has ceramics, and they are the most outstanding ceramics I've ever seen. And one of our parishioners makes purses. And then we have lots of people with wreaths, and oh my gosh, you just got a huge choice. We have the doll clothes for the American Girl doll going to be there, and we have the peanut brittle back this year, which was very popular last year.
Okay, so buy in bulk your peanut brittle. You mentioned the ceramic ware. A lot of this, of course, is Christmas themed, but there may be also just some winter themed or regular types of things.
Yes.
These vendors bring whatever they think that they will sell, and they want to showcase their artistry. So, you know, if you don't see something you like, you can probably order it from them as well.
Exactly. And I think they would have time to make that happen
before Christmas. I know with the purses. I know St. Louis Cardinal purses, Chicago Cubs purses. You've got a beautiful one with cardinals all over it. These are really nice cloth bags, but they're very sturdy. It's not like the typical throw-over-your-shoulder hippie cloth bag. This has more structure to it.
Yes, it does. It has a snap to close it. It has pockets on the outside, pockets on the inside, and a very solid bottom. They are just outstanding.
And again, if you see something that you like, but maybe it's not exactly the right color, you know, she can make you one in time for Christmas.
I think she would.
I think she would. So we used to have a lot of jewelry. Is jewelry going to be part of it this year, or did that drop out?
We have jewelry.
Okay, good.
Not sure what type, but we do have jewelry.
Lots and lots of jewelry was always part of it. But yeah. I think the thing that makes Blessed Sacrament Parish stand out is its beautiful door wreaths, table centerpieces, grave blankets. There are just some really, really beautiful stuff that artistic people put together for outside your home, for inside your home. Tell us a little bit about some of those.
Well, first of all, we lost our building that we worked in, so we work in my basement. And, of course, this this year we have vendors, so that helps us have a huge variety of items that are very well made.
Okay, so I know the following to be true. The doors open at 8.
Yes.
I would be there in line, and I would make a beeline over to the wreaths and floral decorations and table runners. And one year I bought a decorated sleigh.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know exactly when I bought that. I bought that 11 years ago when I was my first Christmas of being married. And, you know, that thing is still gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the bow, I need to replace the bow this year. But, I mean, it's really beautiful. And it's just an old sled that was kind of decorated, has all this greenery on it, and mm-hmm. has this beautiful, and you've got stuff made out of old church hymnals. I mean, it's just amazing what people can do to make a decoration for Christmas. I'm always fascinated and amazed. And so there's lots of stuff for adults, but let's not forget the kiddos, because there's a whole section, at least there used to be, for kiddo stuff.
Not so
really,
much this year? We don't know. We
not
cannot
do
that.
It this year,
no.
Okay.
And that's very disappointing.
Oh.
But, yeah, they used to go in the bar room.
We used to go to the sports bar. It's strange. I mean, the adults are over in the hall, and the kids are in the sports bar, which maybe the reason they're not having it this year is somebody didn't mind the tap.
Oh.
We had a bunch of fourth graders inebriated. Was that? We'll blame it on that. But that's too bad. So
yeah,
there won't be the children's crafts this year.
No, and that's very disappointing.
Well,
because I know the kids enjoyed it.
Perhaps some other parishioner will rise to that occasion next year. What do you think?
Well, it could be.
I'll put out a call. Okay. So anyway, this is 8 to 2, Saturday, December 2nd, Knights of Columbus Hall. There's no admission to get in, but bring lots of money. You're going to want to eat. You're going to want to shop. You're going to want to, there's raffle baskets. There's all kinds of stuff. So just come prepared to get ready for the holidays.
Yes, we have a quilt raffle and a gift card raffle, which is very popular, and especially the gift card. But the quilt is beautiful. It was quilted by the St. Anthony Quilters.
And so thank you from their parish to our parish. We thank you. Well, we've got to take a break and head up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative. Thank you, Anna-Marie,
coming
by. We'll see you on Saturday at the Knights of Columbus Hall.
Okay. Thank you.
We're back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Brandon Thompson, who is the creative director of the Quincy Community Theater, joins me. Before we get too far down the line, are there tickets available for Peter Pan?
There are.
There are?
Yeah.
I can't believe you're not sold out.
Well, let's make it happen today.
Let's make it happen today. This is such a wonderful story, and I will tell you that children are fascinated by it since they're all in school. I can tell the story. I took my little godson years ago to see a Peter Pan. It doesn't matter which Peter Pan. It was a Peter Pan at Hannibal High. And he said, "Pinky, is this the real Peter Pan or pretend?" I said, "I don't know. We'll have to see." And afterwards, he said, "That was the real Peter Pan."
Oh.
And we had the real Peter Pan here years ago. I was
yeah.
the stage manager for that and got to meet the real Peter Pan. It was fabulous. Now we're doing another production of Peter Pan, and you assure me it is the real Peter Pan.
Peter Pan has flown back to Quincy Community Theater.
Let's talk about that. Tickets are on sale right now. You can get yours at the box office. Call the box office this morning. What's that number?
222-3209.
There's not a bad seat in the house, especially since Peter Pan will be flying high. Not only Peter Pan, but Wendy, Michael, and John, I think, take off,
don't they?
And, of course, Tinkerbell is always flitting around somewhere.
Yes.
Why Peter Pan? Why Christmas?
Well, this is our 100th anniversary. 2023 is our 100th year, and Peter Pan was the first production in the new theater at the Oakley Lindsay Center back in 1995.
I remember it well. I was the stage manager.
Yes.
Corralling the Crocodile.
And so we wanted to do something really special to honor our anniversary. And Peter Pan is one of those sort of timeless productions that the story by J.M. Barrie way back in 1904 is really appealed to every single generation. And we all have our different iterations or incarnations of Peter Pan. And that story will live on well past any of us because it speaks to this idea of eternal youth, always finding that youngster in you, that adventure, but also there's that heartbreak of growing up and what it means to realize that someone is missing you when you fly out the nursery window. Who are you leaving behind?
Okay. Brandon, I know that you have a big say in what gets produced. Obviously, there's a group of volunteers that help you with this. How have you brought your Brandon Thompson twist to this? Because a lot of people have seen Peter Pan. I mean, some people even saw it 25 years ago,
yeah.
You know, when we first did it. And so the great thing about live theater is, number one, no show is ever the same as the night before because everything's live. And number two, each director will do it differently. So I've never seen Brandon Thompson's Peter Pan. What is it? What are you highlighting? What are you bringing out that may be different than other what other directors might have seen in the show?
Well, strictly just visually, I think it looks so good. We have a guest lighting designer, Ken Phillips, who came from Arizona to do the lights, and he did the lights for our production of Phantom and Chicago and Beauty and the Beast, and he is just an excellent artist, really becoming a painter on stage with his lights. And so I think the lighting is phenomenal, and it really sets the tone that there's something unique and special, and kind of Peter Pan is this jewel story. And so it's going to have more of a nostalgic kind of feel about it. We're not making it a cartoon. So it's going to feel very real and I think kind of tug at the heartstrings as well as put a smile on your face.
And there's also a good bad guy.
There's a good bad guy. Yeah, we have T.C. Pearsall playing Captain Hook and he comes from Hannibal and this is his first show with us. And I think audiences will absolutely delight in how villainous he is. He just walks out and he's tall. He's got the voice. He's got the attitude. He makes a great Captain Hook.
And of course, our very own comptroller, Brian Ketters, has been amazed as a parent at what hard work this is, especially for the children in the cast who are asked to stay up a little bit past bedtime, maybe on a school day. This is a huge production. I mean, this is not a children's. There are children in the show, but this is definitely, they have to have adult mentality and adult maturity level to be in this.
That's right. And that speaks to just the story of Peter Pan itself, that there's something in it that appeals to children, but really it's an adult story. And so I really encourage adults to come and experience this story. And you will see adults in the show as well as children. And that's the beauty of community theater as well, is you take all these different ages and different backgrounds and you bring them together for a very limited amount of time. And together we grow as a community to tell this story. And there are so many moving parts, including flying.
Yeah, let's talk about that because this makes it very expensive to do this show. I know some people say, wow, that ticket price, that's up there. Well, it's an experience you're not going to have. I mean, when was the last time you had an opportunity to even see Peter Pan, much less be at stage right here in Quincy, where you didn't have to go all the way to New York, Chicago, St. Louis. I mean, so take advantage of this and save your gas money. But talk about how expensive it is to get this fly rigging. I mean, we don't want to give away all the backstage secrets, but obviously you really can't teach, you know, the little boy to Mr. Ketters to really fly. So he's on a rig and it's got to look real.
That's right. And so there's a special there are special companies that actually specialize in flying actors across the stage. And so we contracted a company called On the Fly based in St. Louis. And so they came with their equipment and they installed it into the theater. And then their specialists train our volunteers how to use the equipment safely, how to check it every single time. All of the actors who fly wear harnesses underneath their costumes that are specially fitted for them. And then they're here for 3 days and we essentially learn how to use the mechanics and how to choreograph these flying sequences. And then just like anything else, you got to keep rehearsing it and polishing it.
Yeah. It was done 25 years ago when I was a stage manager. It was done by human beings, their own weight pulling on the ropes. Is it now a mechanical device or is it still human beings pulling
on? It's still human beings.
Wow. And so it takes big, strong stage hands to do that.
Yeah. There are these big, giant ropes off stage and then there are counterweights and there's a sandbag system. And then it's just really remarkable.
When Peter first appears and comes through the window, we did it by jumping off of a 12-foot tall ladder. A big, burly, 300-pound man made little Peter Pan, you know, literally skyrocket through that window. Is it similar?
That is pretty much still how it's done, which really amazes me.
Yeah. So you can really make things happen. Okay, get your tickets, folks. There are still seats available. There's not a bad seat in the house. Runs for 2 weekends, right?
Right, yeah. We open December 1st and run through the 10th.
Okay.
And this coming Saturday, there's a 2 o'clock matinee.
You've added a show already.
Well, in lieu of the Thanksgiving holiday,
Shifted. Okay. So, folks, if you want to go to a matinee performance, what might be best for the little kids? And don't be afraid that the little kids can't enjoy this, because it will keep them interested. I mean,
there's so much going on.
Yeah, there is a lot going
on. And it is a musical, and there's so many wonderful songs in it.
Is the crocodile real?
Everything's real.
Everything's real. Okay, good. So don't sit in the front row. Okay, thank you so much, Brandon Thompson. I have one question to ask you off air, but we'll let you go with that. It's been great having you here again. 1QCT.org or call the box office immediately. They open at 10. And don't miss your chance to see Peter Pan. I mean, it might be another 25 years before it comes back.
Yeah.
You don't want that to happen.